from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Courtney in today's news at 7:45. That includes the dumbest of the day and how an Ohio woman learned that you don't have to answer every single request from guys on the internet when it comes to a full body scan on camera. Similar thing happened with Courtney and her doctor, if I remember.
Nope.
I think it was her dentist.
Nope. Definitely not that one either. I just said I trust the people that work in those fields.
Matt Ryan will join us during the 9 o'clock hour this morning, and we'll talk Judon holdout and Drake May and all the rest of it with Matt Ryan coming up during the 9 o'clock hour this morning. And tomorrow, we are at the Tipsy Seagull in Fall River for Flex Friday show, Greg Hill Show Live, tomorrow morning, 6 to 10. Can't wait to see all of you. I believe our first official trip to the South Coast on this show, so hope that you'll be there. Bright and early tomorrow morning at 6, and Wiggy will be conquering a fear along with Courtney and getting on a cigarette boat and doing 180 miles per hour.
Let's go.
The most unique accent of New England, the Fall River accent.
Fall River one, you think so, Curtis? Yep. Yeah. It's kind of like a mashup of the Masshole accent and the Rhode Island accent, I feel like. Like the two of them came together in a weird way.
It does have that.
With a touch of New York.
Yes. All right, so cannot wait for that tomorrow morning. Right now, though, this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, time for a back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. Where do you want to start this morning, Shime?
Well, Greg, I think it's only appropriate that we begin with the Olympics. I did it as my lead a little bit with the Italian gymnast who's sponsored by Parmigiano Reggiano. Well, clearly they don't have enough Parmesan there in France, because even though France is one of the culinary, or Paris, France in particular, is one of the culinary capitals of the world, The food for the Olympians has not been ideal.
Mm.
Simone Biles is quoted as saying, "Here's the thing. I don't think we're having proper French cuisine in the village like you guys might be eating outside the village." Uh-huh. Her teammate even said, "I don't think it's very good, at least what we're having in the dining hall. I definitely think French food is good, but what we're having, I don't think it's the best." Here's a couple other Olympians for you, including USA libero for the men's volleyball team, Eric Shoji, and Alona Mar of the USA women's rugby team.
Some grilled chicken or baked chicken, I don't know. That also tastes how you might expect it. Grilled tofu, which I can barely cut. Not great, but it's okay.
We eat a lot of carbs. I got three forms of carbs on my plate right now. A bread roll, a croissant, a crepe.
Eggs, rice, and sausage, fruit, and the main event. Let's try these eggs. I guess this is like an omelet.
I mean, the price is right, though. I mean, it's free.
These are world-class athletes partaking in the biggest event of their life. And you're telling me their beds are made out of cardboard, they're not getting the good food, and they don't have air conditioning in their vans going to and from events.
Are the Olympics ever good for the athletes, like where they stay?
After.
It seems
I'm saying like where they stay, where they eat, like the accommodations. Like it seems every... You know, 4 years when the Olympics come rolling around, or, you know, whether it's winter or summer Olympics, it's always complaints about the accommodations, the food. And like, Courtney, you're right. These are supposed to be the greatest athletes in the world.
And this is how they're getting treated? It's
right. I mean, I think the athletes should stay where Hoda's staying and the other way around. Like, I don't think they should be, you know, Savannah Guthrie should be in a penthouse at the Waldorf Astoria while the people they're covering are staying in a triple bunk dorm room.
Well, it's like the basketball players, I'm pretty sure, are not in the village. Like LeBron and all those guys are just like, yeah, we're going to stay away from that place as far away as we can get.
Because they probably fit their own bill.
Exactly.
It's like now when you realize that if you win a gold medal, you're getting $38,000. Do I even want to go to the Olympics for that?
I think it's still an honor to go.
You're representing your country, and you've worked your entire life to get
for
there.
For $38,000, you'd think they'd do a little bit better than that. If I'm on an individual Olympian, if I'm on a team, and we, like, you know, Courtney and I were talking, like, the women's rugby team. The one girl is getting a lot of the credit, but you win a bronze, and it's like $15,000. It's like, appreciate it. That's it?
Well, for some people, everything is not about money, Wiggy. So for some, it's about representing their country.
Well, and I think you can make it about money if you just do certain things. Social media wise is going to help all these Olympians make a ton of money as long as they utilize it. And if you look at a guy like that, the pommel horse guy. I think he's from Worcester, Steven something.
He has Nedorosic.
Yes.
The kid with the glasses?
Yes. He's like, he was a no name going into this nationally, and now everybody.
And now you can't remember his name.
Right. I mean, versus. And you don't remember his name. So.
But I remember his face.
I get the.
Thank you.
I get doing it for the love, Greg, but. Come on, man.
You couldn't script that.
No, you could not.
I just thought she was doing it because she didn't want to butcher the pronunciation.
All right, what's next?
Well, we'll stick with the Olympics. We talked. Courtney has mentioned it a couple times in Trending how the triathletes have competed in the Seine, and it has been an absolute disaster. Well, here is one Canadian triathlete, Tyler Mislichuk, talking about... throwing up after competing.
If you Google your name right now, there are a million articles from all over the world. You are a viral sensation.
Yeah, yeah.
You crossed the finish line, and unfortunately, it all came out. And in fact, I think you've thrown up 10 times after the race. Is that accurate?
Pretty close, yeah.
Jeez Louise. So what happened? Is that a common thing for you after a race?
Not super common, but it happens sometimes. I like just happened to swallow a bunch of water in the race, and so that's ended up being a limiting factor for me in the race. Like, it was like, my stomach felt like it had a small child in there. And you put that with an hour 40 or hour 39 of going as hard as you can, you know, stuff's going to happen.
Oh,
that's disgusting.
That is raunchy. Hey, by the way, texter points us out, Greg. Maybe it's smarter to try and become a migrant in Massachusetts than it is to be a gold medalist at the
right?
Olympics.
I mean, think about that. What is it, like 120,000?
Right. You'd have to win four golds right. just to break even.
Right. All right, what's next, Sean?
Well, we've been making a huge deal out of nothing when it comes to Drake May, but a couple of guys who are proving to be better than people expected them to be are Jalen Polk and Javon Baker. Here's Andrew Callahan talking about how surprised he is with the young receivers.
I've been a little more impressed.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Than I thought I would be. And it's not because I'm banking on Jalen Polk to start week one in a way that I don't think Caden Wallace will. Mm-hmm. But Javon Baker moves in a way that I go, this is just different. And not like wow. the casual social media, he's going to be a problem. But he had one kind of head fake of Christian Gonzalez and absolutely shook him in one-on-ones the other day. He's coming up with not just the best catching camp, but the second best catching camp in 11-on-11s yesterday as well. He's got to iron out some rookie inconsistencies, but there's a talent level here that we have been clamoring for, begging for in New England for years, and I think they're starting to replenish that. I'm not saying that they're going to be league average as a core, but Polk and Baker so far, so good.
Okay. Credit to Elliott Wolf.
All right.
Right, Wiggy?
Well, I mean, you know, it's only one-on-ones, but...
I understand.
If you're saying he's running a good route, he's got good head and shoulder fakes.
I was going to say, how much when you... Because people are excited about both of these mm-hmm. guys who are down there.
Right.
How much can you read into one-on-ones and these guys doing what they're doing?
It's like, not a ton, but I asked Foyer about this yesterday after we had him on for the cross. I said... Because you could tell, like, okay, talent-wise, athleticism, you know, speed, how he catches the football, like, how he runs routes. You can look and go, okay, this kid has talent. Like, he could be a problem. As you think about guys like Justin Jefferson, most people would say he's probably the best wide receiver in the league. I think he went, what, 20th or something?
23rd.
We're talking about Brandon Ayuk. Brandon Ayuk is another one who was a late first rounder. We talk about Deebo Samuel. So when you start to see, like, you know, the wide receivers here, and you start to look and go, okay, basically beginning of the second round, this kid could have he has the skill set, he has those measurables. And watching him in practice, asking Foyer, he has the tools, like, he could be really good. That is exciting.
It sounds like both of them look better than Juju Smith-Schuster does so far.
Absolutely. Yeah, I wouldn't
be shocked. Greg, you look better than Juju.
What is his issue? Is it back to the injury thing, or is he just wiped?
I mean, what a great signing by Bill. Brilliant.
Is it just the exploding knee?
He's washed.
No, is it the knee, or
Greg, the guy, anytime they say, oh, he had an exploding knee, it's clearly, you know, something's going on, and it just...
I don't think he's even going to make the roster.
Nah. I mean, if these kids are looking that good, why would you? You're only going to carry, what, 5 wide receivers anyways?
You got Pop Douglas.
The two wide receivers, Polk and Baker.
And then you also have Kendrick Bourne coming back from injury.
Bill literally brought him in because he wanted to punish Mac. Like, think of how stupid that is.
Yeah.
I mean, a guy that had a good season when he had Patrick Mahomes throwing him the ball, and right. the Chiefs said, you can have him. God.
Anything else, Shine?
No, that'll do it today for They Said It, Greg.
Okay. That's a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday. In sports, we will get to Courtney and today's news next, and then Matt Ryan will join us during the 9 o'clock hour on today's show.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.